This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
I'm always on the outside, looking in. It's where I've always been. But the edge is where all the sparks fly.
Evening, Sam and Lucy here on FUBAR Radio. Just gone 6 o'clock. We're here till 8 o'clock. Is that right?
Is it 6 or 8?
Oh God, I'm thinking of the Sunday show when we used to do
eight,
that.
Isn't it? It's 8.
We do 8 till 10 on a 10. Wednesday. It is now probably about 8:03 on your Wednesday evening. Oh, I'll get there in the end.
We're all over the shop.
I know. It's because we're actually doing this on a Sunday, because as always, we are never live.
Never live.
Never live. Our lives are too busy to make sure. What are you up to on Wednesday evening this week?
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm at work.
It's hence, you.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You've been the problem.
So in fact, it is Sunday just gone. How do I prove that? I don't know. I could tell you that Manchester United are playing Tottenham at the moment in somewhere not too far from here.
That's not proving anything.
The Grand National was yesterday.
Again, no.
No? What can we do then? There's nothing...
Tweet a picture of you holding today's newspaper.
Yes, but... Then I don't know, because then people are going to know ahead that we pre-recorded it.
Yeah, this is true.
I don't know, Luce.
It'll just be our little secret for now, then. No one needs to know.
Yeah, no one needs to know for
until
now.
Wednesday, until Wednesday, and then you'll Wednesday. Be like, ah, they got the time wrong.
Yes.
They can't be live.
Yeah.
They didn't even know the time of their own radio show.
No, sorry about that. Well, from now on, we'll pretend it is actually Wednesday, and we can just get into the Wednesday group for the rest of you.
Halfway through the week and all that jazz.
Yes,
over
exactly
halfway,
right.
As you like to say.
Well, it is over halfway, isn't it?
Over halfway through the working week.
Of course
it
is.
Yeah.
I remember, honestly, this used to happen in primary school. I used to watch the clock as it got towards 12 o'clock on Wednesday, mm-hmm. knowing that not only was I about to have my lunch and I'd be able to get away from the teacher a bit, play football.
Have a froob.
I did hot dinners.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't know if that'll surprise you.
No.
But up north, I would say down south, it probably was more sandwiches, wasn't it, everyone had? Or was it about a 50-50 split?
Well, in primary school, it was all about packed lunch. Like,
really?
We didn't even have school dinners.
You are kidding.
No, you didn't have them. Actually, they got rid of the canteen the year before I joined that school, right? And in its place, they put an IT suite.
Okay, well, no, that's very forward-thinking of them.
Exactly. So, I was all about the froobs and those little pots you could put, like, 5 Pringles in.
Yes, I remember them.
That's what it was all about.
But so you didn't even get the... Well, I suppose you didn't, because it moved on.
Secondary school had hot dinners.
Yeah, see, that we didn't at secondary school, really. It was like a canteen. You go and help yourself. Whereas at primary school, do you not remember the trays? Did you never see these
Well,
things?
I went to 2 primary schools, and the one in Essex had a canteen, and that was all about turkey Twizzlers and the mashed potato.
Yeah, but you can't
that
call
was
it
smash.
A canteen at primary school level, because everybody has the same thing, don't they? It's not a
this
choice.
This is true.
Whereas you get to high school, I would call that a canteen, because you don't get handed a tray with $1 per mash, 4 carrots and a turkey Twizzler, and everyone has the same. No veggie option at
that
point.
In that little plate that has like natural different compartments built
into
it.
That's right, yeah.
Which I'd quite like one.
I think they should be carried on into like everybody else's future life. Yeah, I don't see why as soon as you turn 11 you have to give up on the trays. Very useful things.
I think so.
Little cup holder. Nice and easy.
Pop your little pudding in one little bit.
Exactly. And towards the end, once Jamie Oliver had his say, that little pudding section started to become the salad section, and we then got an extra bowl for pudding.
Right, speaking of this is genuinely true. This week, I was with my flatmate, and there was a video that popped up on Facebook that was Jamie Oliver making a turkey Twizzler, because he's got more abuse about getting rid of turkey Twizzlers than anything he's ever done, even chips in school. And he read out all these tweets about these kids basically just shouting at him, going how much they hate him, and lots of swears, and being really horrible.
That's ridiculous, though.
Well, this is the thing. You can buy... So he showed you how to make a turkey Twizzler that's really healthy. But, I mean, I didn't get to try it, so I don't know if it's any good or not. But I'm with all these kids. I love turkey Twizzlers so much. I thought they're amazing. And so what you can buy online, apparently, there's one packet. This elderly couple emptied out their freezer, and they found a packet of turkey Twizzlers from... Because, I mean, they got discontinued like 12 years ago. So it's been in their freezer.
That long.
Yeah, it was ages ago. It's when we were in primary school. They still have them. And they were like, oh, we should put them up for sale. And at the moment, it's on over $1,000.
For some turkey
Twizzlers. And a group of friends are clubbing in together to buy it.
Are you able to eat them still? Because frozen...
Well, they've been frozen.
Fine, is it? I never know the rules with these things.
I mean, I would think 12 years probably is too long.
Okay.
But the thing is, they are only, like Jamie Oliver said, they are only like 1% meat. The rest of it's all just stuff that's probably going to last forever, isn't it? It could survive a nuclear war,
that's
stuff.
True.
All those additives and everything that taste so good.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, they were so good.
I don't want to think what was in a turkey Twizzler, though.
Yeah, there are a lot of bad things.
Where did we start? Why have we gotten to turkey Twizzlers? I know how we've gotten to turkey Twizzlers. Basically, when I was in primary school...
Sorry about that, Ram.
Because when you're in primary school and when you're that young, time is a very different thing to what it is now. So I remember used to thinking the week was literally an age. And I would count in 12 o'clock on a Wednesday, lunchtime, Wednesday, midweek, because I knew I was halfway towards the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That was what I do as a 9-year-old.
I'm obsessed. With you. That's exactly what I did as well.
So this is why I try now to carry on this halfway through the week thing, because it makes a difference to people.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a clock watcher now you're an adult.
I don't know. I think we can still celebrate Wednesday evening.
Well, I guess if it's a celebration, that's
like
all right.
People, I'll never understand. People don't like Thursdays. But Thursdays, you're winding down. It's fine, a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday's the worst.
Tuesday's definitely worse.
By miles. Because Monday, there is a certain... Even if you don't particularly like your job, there is a certain element of, it's the first day, so it's okay, I'm not bored of it yet.
Yeah, and everybody's in the same boat, I feel like, on a Monday. All... kind of talk about the weekend. It is all a bit slow. Whereas Tuesday, I think we're expected to be hitting the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
Get to work, you're on it. Tuesday is by far the worst. There's nothing good. Unless there's football on
there's
Tuesday.
There's nothing I can think that's good about Tuesday. And that's even the night I go to advanced Zumba. So there's literally nothing good about Tuesday.
At one point, I think there was a student night I went to on a Tuesday. But obviously, that has passed now.
You're grown up now.
Yeah, I am grown up. But so are you. So neither of us can do
I'm
the Tuesday.
I'm still a student, but yeah.
But when you do go out on a Tuesday, there's a part of you that just thinks, this is ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
I should feel... very, very bad for what I'm doing right now. I apologise to all taxpayers because
I'm
the only person on the tube at this time, for example, because I went to uni in London. I'm the only person drinking at this time. And, do you know what I mean? I should just be in bed.
But the thing is, a lot of my friends that I go out with, they're either students or they all work in pubs. So if you work in a pub, then you can't go out on Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday. Not that anyone goes out on Sundays anyway. So we always end up going out on a Tuesday or a Thursday because they're when the pub's not busy. So
right.
I still go out on those nights and just deal with the hangover.
Yeah, see, no, I'm not...
Because otherwise I can't, like, they can't go out on weekends and stuff.
I think there should be a ban. Looking back now, I think you should ban Tuesday nights out.
Yeah.
I understand Thursdays, because that's a really busy night for people, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back where I'm from, Stoke-on-Trent, it used to be shooting out on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular.
Yeah.
That sometimes works if it's, like, a bank holiday.
Okay.
Do you see what I mean? Like,
yeah,
but
I do.
Tuesday nights literally should be a ban. Curfew, I would suggest. Mr.
Like
Cameron, if you're listening.
8:30.
Well, no, because that doesn't allow... Because there is Tuesday night football.
And pub quizzes.
And pub... Exactly right.
Okay.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm very biased. Just... I'm going to make... If I was put into government, I would do things my way.
Yes, you would. So what would you... So you'd put a curfew on Tuesday nights?
Yeah, but I'd say 11, because that gives people... Should football teams be playing on a Tuesday, that gives people a chance to get back. Also, you might do a bit of catching up. You might go for drinks on a Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
I suppose.
I mean, pub quiz finishes at 10, so that gives you an hour to have one last drink then.
11, I would say, is fine.
All right, I'll see what I can do about it.
Wednesday, I could also put that rule in as well. What good is going to come after 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night?
You sound a bit like Carl Pilkington now. I feel like you're...
Well, he made a lot of good points. I think you're forgetting that. People have said that about me before.
You're like Carl Pilkington.
No, you're starting to sound like Carl Pilkington.
Yeah,
when
you're
I go
on, the
on
cusp.
Certain.
You're on the cusp.
But I don't think there'd be many people arguing me if I was to say Tuesday and Wednesdays curfew.
Wednesday, no, not well. Yeah,
no.
Wednesday's Wednesday. Like, if you've ever been a student, you know that Wednesday night's like the night.
Is it?
Do you not have that with all the sports socials and
right, okay,
goes
I've heard
Wednesday?
About this. Yeah, but sports are normally done by, what, 4 o'clock latest?
Yeah.
Right, so you can start drinking at 4. You've got till 11 o'clock
okay.
before you need to go in bed.
So you've still got plenty of time to do
and
it.
And you know this all this stuff about the night tube coming in?
Mm-hmm.
I think that applies at weekends just, right, when it comes
in? I'm not from London.
Okay, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of things that would be solved. If we could say shut down Tuesday from 11 until 5,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday from 11 till 5. So that represents Wednesday morning. I mean, we could do this for Monday as well. I'm just thinking of ways that we can save money in this country.
Welcome to the Republic of Sam, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, maybe I will run for London Mayor in a couple of years' time. I'm
the
too
non-democratic
late.
Republic of Sam Hutt.
I mean, see, now you're losing me. What I'll do, Lucy, I'll just provide the answers. You call it what you want.
I'll do branding for your your ruling.
I don't know
this
what it's
dictatorship.
Called.
Dictatorship.
Really no idea, but I will offer opinions.
All right.
Okay, and more of that to come in the show, I think, if that's all right.
Oh, great. We all look forward to that, mate.
I've got an idea for a film. Last one I had was something that you claimed had kind of been done before.
Yeah, it was kind of a bit based on her.
But then I took it on a different... And I think that's okay, because the rom-com has been done before, hasn't it, in many different forms.
Of course.
It's which way you take it. And and you talked about this film, Her, and I went close and kind of veered off.
Veered away just at the end, yeah.
I think this one that I'm about to pitch later on today is maybe a bit similar to something else. I don't know what the film is, but it's almost too good that it won't have been done before.
All right.
Do you see what I mean?
And this will be being screened regularly in the Republic of Sam.
I'm not going to go Kim Jong-un on your ass. I just think this
Sam
is
Hutler.
A separate venture. No, come on now. That's too far.
I'm not... Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that is
sorry,
too far.
I'm sorry. It was the only dictator-based pun on your name I could think of.
Sam Jong-un's fine.
I mean,
that's
okay.
That's a bit more topical, isn't it?
What, than Sam Hutler?
Yeah.
I prefer mine.
Well, yeah, okay. But I don't think we do that, because that might stick.
Pol Hut.
Sorry?
What?
Who?
Like Pol Pot.
What?
Pol Pot.
Who's Pol Pot?
Cambodia. Really?
No.
Khmer Rouge?
Right, where do you learn this stuff? Because I might remember, my history finishes at, not even GCSE. I didn't do GCSE
so,
history.
Like a 14-year-old level of history knowledge.
So what have you covered by then? The Egyptians?
The Blitz,
World War II, in quite a lot of depth.
A lot of that, and then maybe a little bit of like Romans or something.
Yeah, and it all comes with quite blurred as well.
Yeah.
No one actually says, have you ever had this explained to you? Were the Romans around at similar time to the Egyptians and Henry VIII? Or was that completely different times?
Play a song, mate.
No, serious question.
Right, well, Henry VIII was much, much later. That was Tudor time.
Tudor time, right, okay. Again, so you're not putting your time
like,
on this.
1500, I mean, this is terrible. I don't actually know the dates of Henry VIII. It's Tudor, so like 1500s,
so,
round about.
Like 300 years before...
No, is that before Jacobean or after Jacobean?
Oh, so here we go. I mean, come on. You're completely losing me. How am I to know what you... What, just put a date on it, is all I'm asking.
Of what? Of what? Of the Khmer Rouge and Cambodia and stuff?
Yes.
70s?
70s. What, 1970s? The 1970s, so
I think
pretty
it's
recent.
The 70s. It's definitely 1950 to 1980.
Well, this is what I mean. For the 70s...
But it might be the 60s, but yeah.
All I remember of the 70s, I mean, not that I was there, but all we're talked about is rock and roll, right?
And disco.
Elvis, is that the 70s, late 60s?
Yeah.
Right.
But
why
70s,
is no
you know,
one
disco,
talking about...
flared trousers.
No, that's 60s, isn't it?
No, 70s.
Hippies.
That's a different thing. Do this right. You can't even do popular culture.
This is why I just
Afros,
don't bother.
Afros, flared trousers.
No, come on. But why is no one talking about Cambodia then, is what I'm asking. Or
exactly,
are they?
Exactly, Sam.
Or are
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
Was that a bigger issue that I grew up probably about my depth of dealing with?
Yes.
Right, in that case, I'll play a song then. There's no point in me trying to, like, you know, what's the... Punch above my weight.
Yeah.
I'm done. Mm-hmm. But maybe more of me punching above my weight to come in the show. Lots of stuff going on, but we'll get to that in a bit because I press play on the song now, so there's no point in me trying to talk too much about what's going on because I'll just crash the vocal of this. More or massa.
Wherever you're going, go with your babe, go with your babe. I'm wheeling at my stool, I definitely wouldn't miss a thing. When you rest on your own and you're wondering if I'm following, just know wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe, going with you, babe. Back of the draw, you, that's my lottery one. And jam at the round, I could be your finishing touch. So wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe, going with you, babe. Shining brightly through a haze, a little slings and arrows, smoke and mirrors, blue and icy meet my gaze. Boom, my heart breaks like a blood clot, slow to get up, hard to save. You fill my head with madness, good and bad, don't be the one who got away, got away. Where you go, go with your babe, go with your babe. And every night's been without your face, has me shuddering. Shade to have the pain, and you go to look no longer. I beat that for sure. Luck of the draw.
You, that's my lottery wand. A gem in the rough. I could be a finishing touch. So wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe.
I said to Lucy before the start of the show, I really just want to play summery stuff, festival-like stuff, things that will get us excited for summer 2016, and that definitely falls into that category. More a matter, what if I go? It's 20 past 8 on your Wednesday evening. Sam and Lucy with you here on FUBAR Radio. As I said, quite a lot to fit in today. It was one of these shows that we've almost thrown together, Lucy, am I right?
Hey, not thrown, it's just appeared, like, it's like magic now, well, at this point.
Say about an hour before we kicked off, we were like, what should we do today?
I'll sit and eat my heated up curry.
Yes. Was that last night's, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, I like that, that's a nice touch, that.
Classy.
And we were like, oh, yeah, what do we do, what do we talk about? And it kind of very quickly come together. And now I think we've got a show.
Woohoo!
I think it looks good. So I don't write it down.
Though.
Yeah, it's normally
in biro.
Normally we'd read my text to see what's coming up. In fact, we'll just go old school. Biro, A4 piece of paper. Lucy, take it away.
We've got job interview chat because you want to hear how my job interview went. If you listened last week, you'll know
I had
big ass job interviews. We'll talk about that. Film idea, as you mentioned.
Yes.
You've got yourself a film idea. All I've got written down for the next thing. And I'm not going to lie, I'm intrigued, listeners, because I don't know what he's on about. I've got masking tape.
Yeah, we'll get to this later on.
Okay, that is
I
really
won't do it now because I feel like it may ruin the show.
He's holding a load of tape right now, and I have honestly no idea what that's for. The next thing I've got written down is Schleim.
Schleim, yeah.
You know what Schleim is? If you haven't heard us before, is obviously, if you haven't worked it out, Cheryl Cole and Liam from 1D. They're together. Ongoing thing. We've got a lot of chat about them.
Correct.
We have, excitingly, I know people love this, we've got a waxing lyrical.
Yes, we have.
Which I did.
Yeah.
Which...
About time.
Again, we'll come to later.
Yeah.
Listener's Spotted Pick of the Week. We've got a great one. New track. I've never heard it before today when it got sent in. And then we've got Now That's What I Call Bridge.
Yeah, we'll finish with that today, I think. It worked last week to finish with it.
Smashed it.
Except you picked Ruby by the Kaiser Chiefs.
Ruby!
Yeah, can we try and not do something like that? I'm wondering at some point if we swap it and I get to pick. Because
should we do that today?
Is that all right?
Let's swap
because
it. Yeah, but you're going to pick something rubbish.
I won't pick anything rubbish.
I just like picking... If we're doing Now That's What I Call Bridge, Snap.
Yeah.
I like songs that I can sing along to.
No, I understand that.
That's my remit.
Ruby is not... I mean, it was big at the time.
Yeah.
But I think we'll look back and we're not... Like, people, you don't hear Ruby anymore for a good reason, I think.
Aww.
Do you see what I mean?
We studied Tears for Bloody Fears, but we played that.
Yeah, but that was an accident. That was
an accident.
Yeah, those were early teething problems with the feature that we've since ironed out, and that won't happen again.
Yeah.
I just think it's no I predict a riot, is it? By Kaiser Chiefs.
This is true.
Do you see what I mean? Ruby won't be happening again. And also, it will work better because you know the rules better than I do.
Is Kaiser Chiefs the one they did? There was dirt coming over the hill.
No, that's
who was that?
The Automatic.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's a monster. Is that not Kaiser Chiefs?
Nope.
Because in my head, it's them.
This is an interesting subject, this. And something that I actually... There is examples of this in everyday life, right?
Uh-huh.
When you remember something as something else...
Yes.
And therefore, it just becomes...
So in my head, what's that coming over here? Is it a monster?
It's done
by
Ricky...
the Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we used to sing that to people at school. How imaginative is this, right?
Go on.
What's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? No, it's Sam Hart. Because we were calling you a monster. I mean, in fairness, that is pretty bad name calling.
Yeah, well, I think what you
That's
need to...
That's bad, right?
Yeah, but hang on. I know how old I was when that song came out.
Yeah, way too old for that.
I was going to say, yeah, way too old
for that. But at the time, I'm only thinking this now about just how bad that is. At the time, always made us laugh.
What, saying someone's a monster is not
like
that
when
bad.
They walked into the tutor room in the morning,
What's that coming into the room? Is it a monster?
Yeah, because we'd be like, oh, you look like shit this morning, basically. Sorry for the swear. I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's fine. I can edit it out.
Thanks.
I mean, I'm not going to bother. No. I only edit out my swears because, honestly, I don't really care what you, whether you swear or not.
I don't
always swear. I'm just trying to protect myself.
I'm sorry.
What we used to do, my favourite thing to do when we walked into the tutor room, I don't know about you, and I hate getting too nostalgic and talking about school. Well, I mean, actually, I love it, but we just shouldn't do too much
of it.
We used to have form time or tutor group just after lunch for us.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't see my form all day. We just go straight to class when we get into school. But then after lunch, we have to register again before we go to the afternoon lessons. And my tutor was very strict, really nice man, but quite one of the stricter people in the school.
Mm-hmm.
A PE teacher called Mr. Ikoko. Lovely man.
Brilliant.
I still have a lot to do with him. Well, I don't have a lot to do with him, but I still see him round.
Oh, okay.
One of those people, right? And I'll still say hello. And he, as I say, very strict. And he would do this thing. If you walked in late and he started to register, he would see you in the corner of his eye. He wouldn't make eye contact, but he'd just kind of put his finger up as if to say, don't you even dare take a seat. I see you. Just stand by that door. And then he would, once he'd finished the register, or sometimes people would walk in way after, and then he'd say, okay then, Sam, why are you late? And everybody's answer always is just late. Sorry, sir, just late. As if to say, no real reason, or if there was, I wouldn't be telling you.
Yeah.
Because the real reasons that you're late are things like conversation's gone on too long in the canteen, still playing football, ball went over the fence, so I had to go get it. I mean, you're not going to go into details with him. One time, I think I wasn't fighting, but a group of my friends were holding a fight when we got back just late, because you're not going to say what you've been up to.
Well, sir, I was watching a fight and I was cheering him on.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't. But then my favourite thing, on the odd occasions that I was on time and acting very smug, was when someone went, sorry, sir, just late, I'd go, well, actually, you're 5 minutes late. And then I'd get sent out.
And you idiot!
He'd then remind me, when I was just late, that I'd like to do that to people as well.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So,
he then said to you.
Yeah, no, Sam, you're actually 4.5 minutes late. Anyway.
Wow.
Where were we? I think we talk about your job interview.
Yeah, we're grown-ups now. We talk about grown-up things. We don't talk about school anymore, because I was just about to launch into an anecdote about my tutor group.
No, we can really do. Like,
no, we're not, because I'm a grown-up that does job interviews now, and that is what I do.
Yeah, but there's only so much of this I'm interested in, to be honest, with a job interview. I don't want this to get too formal.
All right, what do you want to know?
I just want to know, the job interview I did with you, the pre-prep,
yep,
did that help?
Right, it wasn't quite like that. It was more, because you really put me on the spot.
Yeah, I asked like typical fairness, job interview questions.
The tension you built with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music,
yeah,
was kind of like the tension in the room. It was absolutely terrifying.
Really?
I'm not normally a nervous person, but it was like I was back in the studio again. I was sweating.
Okay.
And I was really nervous and I was quite scared of the person. And they were doing what you were doing that was a bit good cop, bad cop. So like, oh yeah, so see you there. Well, it's rubbish, like you did to me. There was a lot of that.
See, I'm good at, yeah, so I really prepped you for it then, is
what
you're saying.
They didn't ask any of the questions that you asked.
Really? Not even that money one?
Oh, what did you ask about money?
If I was to give you £1,000,
no,
today...
No, they didn't ask me that.
No, okay.
They asked me about money, but not that.
Okay, what song best represented your life?
No, didn't ask that.
Okay, go on, what did they ask then?
They asked...
Will that give too much away about where you've gone for a job?
They asked me very boring things about whether I'd be happy to commute to London or would I be moving to London, which I thought was a bit personal. I was a bit like, surely if I'm going for a job in London, I'm like, you know, back off, mate.
What's the problem with that?
Well, because basically I think they were trying to, because they were kept trying to trip me up. So I think they were being like, oh, it's going to be really long hours, you won't be able to commute. And I just said, oh no, I live in London during the week.
Okay.
And then I was happy to leave it at that. And they're like, who are you going to live with during the week?
Oh yeah, because they just want to know how seriously you're taking it,
yeah, and
I guess.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to live with my radio show host Sam Hutt during the week.
I hope you didn't say that. Because that's the first I've heard of it. Did you really?
I thought I could stay with you during the week.
Well, you can if you ask before, but not now.
Can I stay at yours during the week?
I don't know where you'll stay.
Nah, it's alright, I'll stay at my brother's.
There's no spare beds.
Nah, I mean, I'll stay at my brother's. What? I might pop round for tea at yours sometimes though, if I'm
That's
in London.
Fine, I can cook.
Can you?
What do you mean, can I?
Can you cook?
I'm not too bad.
Right, I feel like I'm not going to be the only one that's shocked by this. I feel like the listeners that listen regularly will also be like, Sam can cook?
Yes, I can cook.
What?
What's
your best dish?
I'd say my best dish is fajitas.
Oh, okay, fair play.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like
but I can mix it up with fajitas. Sometimes I go, like, full-on burrito.
Ooh, enchilada.
Enchiladas. Quesadilla. Yeah, I literally can do it. Mexican is my favourite food.
Right, I love Mexican.
And I've said this a million times, it's the only food that you can make at home as well as you can get in a restaurant. Think about it.
That you can.
That I can. No, no, no. It's the only food that the British public, the world, human people, mankind, it's the only food we can make that mirrors or is as good as restaurant food.
Two words.
Go on.
Roast dinner.
Yes. That's. See, people trip me up when I've said this before. That is the other. That is what people come back with.
It's always better
at home.
I've never had a roast dinner that's been
better.
Okay,
I will accept that. Okay, so that means Mexican is the only foreign food that you can make as well at home as you can get in a restaurant.
Lasagna.
No, I'm not having that.
Oh, no. That's my best dish. From scratch, lasagna.
Yeah, see, my dad does a good lasagna, but I'd still think I like the one. You know, like when you go for a 2 for 10 pub?
Right.
Those lasagnas are quite good.
No, my lasagna is much better.
No, I don't know.
All right, well, we'll have to find this out. I'm going to come, if I get this job, I'm going to come live with you during the week.
It's still.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. That's really. Yeah, I really appreciate it. I know we joke about us not being friends.
Definitely.
And all of that stuff. We never hang out outside of the radio. But I just want to say thanks for offering to let me come stay and cook with
Mexican
food.
You're not coming to stay.
Four nights a week. I just think it's really good of you. And I really appreciate it, mate. I knew you'd come, like, you'd be there for me. When I really needed it, so thank you.
No, we're not doing that.
Thanks, mate.
No, move on.
Okay.
You can come around for tea, but you're definitely not staying for an extended period.
Oh.
Not even a night.
Oh.
I suppose I do have a sofa bed. You could jump on that, I suppose, for a bit.
You could have that and I'll take your room.
You wouldn't want to.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I always get told it smells like boy.
And fajita.
And fajitas. Yeah, stinks fajitas. In fact, there's literally a Tupperware fajitas just sitting in my room at the moment. Haven't put it in the fridge yet. Right, I think we play that Schleem game next. After this, from Neo.
Taking me over, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Neo. Track's called Fall to Love. Again, falls into that category of like really nice summery vibes, getting me excited for whatever the summer holds. Festivals, holiday, just days off, basically,
in
the sun.
I can see you strutting to that song in your sunglasses.
Do you think?
Just sort of strolling along the street in slow-mo a bit.
I need to get some new sunglasses, quick time. Because what you, I think we're all guilty of is we get our winter coat too late in the winter and we get our sunglasses too late in the summer.
Agreed, but I bought sunglasses 2 weeks ago, so
okay,
I'm
see
ready.
That's good thinking.
Boom.
I bought some sunglasses in January because I went on this weird ski holiday.
Uh-huh.
Which we thought,
that's why I bought mine, because I went huskying.
Right, exactly. Huskying, you did, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
But since, because there wasn't many sunglasses around at the time, obviously, it's a weird time to buy sunglasses, so I had to just buy some in the sale, which apparently are too small for my face.
Yeah, but you've got a big head.
I have got a big head.
Like,
so,
I tried putting on Sam's headphones earlier to record Waxing Lyrical,
yeah,
and it just went boom, straight down.
Yeah, I don't know what
and
it is.
I thought I had a big head.
Do you look at me, though, and think, God, he's got a big head?
Do now.
No, no, but did you notice it before? Because everyone's always shocked with the headphones thing. Obviously, working in radio, I get that quite a lot. I was like, bloody hell, you got a big head.
I wouldn't say you have a, like, if I just looked at you, I wouldn't say you had a small head, for sure.
No, okay, but, big?
Me? No, I don't think it would strike me as being big. No, I think I would just say it's normal. And if I really thought about it, maybe bigger than average. But you're right. Noticing with your headphones, and if you know, if you wore hats and stuff, then I'd notice it even more.
Yeah.
You have got a massive head.
Oh, thank
which
you
is me speaking, because I have a quite big head.
Oh, I don't know.
It's very, it is pretty big.
It's very perfectly round, isn't
perfectly
it?
Round.
It's perfectly round.
I literally
round.
Have, like, you can roll me straight down a hill and it won't veer off course.
That is weird.
It's horrible.
Anyway, I mean, we can't.
This is great for
audio. For people who know nothing about how we look, this isn't great.
So all you got to think is he's got a big head and I've got a round face.
And I need to get sunglasses. That's why I was going with that. Yeah, I need to get some quick time.
Is that where you're going? Was that the...
No, well, it was just a nice bit of chat off the back of a song, Roos. I've talked about summer, but now you've killed it. I was going, all radio DJ, and you've just picked it apart. Anti-radio over there.
Yeah. I hate the airwaves. I hate it.
You do. Yeah, you don't like it. Don't like. When I go away, that's when you look at me. I get this look.
I really hate it.
I'll do like a little bit of chat off the back of a song. just because you're supposed to do that as a radio presenter.
I know, but it's just so Alan Partridge.
Such devil eyes.
It's because you do it, and it's so Alan Partridge. And also, your voice changes when you do it, because I can tell when you're trying to be actual radio rather than you and me messing about on FUBAR. Because you go a bit like this, and it's Sam Hutt.
Okay, well, there's no need for that, is there?
I mean,
we'll move on. We'll do something.
Right.
Probably the most Partridge game ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play that to play now. It's called Schlium Game.
Yeah.
It's basically come off the back. I don't know if you've heard, but One Direction to Liam Payne and Girls Aloud Cheryl Cole are now an item. Actually together. Why are you laughing?
Sorry, carry on.
What?
I've really lost it. I only just realised quite how funny this game is.
I mean, it's nonsense,
isn't
it?
This is broadcasting gold.
It's not. It's terrible.
No, it is. This is quality stuff. This is Sony award-winning stuff.
No, but the reason I like to do it is because I want to make fun of those websites, those tabloids,
yeah,
that will literally write anything.
Yeah, and I mean, Schlium is where you see it most. They just write utter nonsense
in
about
that
them.
Week, when they first got together, it was ridiculous. And what's weird, it's not stopped.
That's why we're still going with it, because if you go on all these tabloidy websites, it's still happening.
I hope you don't go, though, because you're supposed to be playing along with this game.
No, I don't look at it.
But I've had a quick Google before the show. Literally 5 minutes this game takes to put together.
Yeah.
Because I could literally think of headlines in my head,
uh-huh,
about what I think that Liam and Cheryl would get up to.
Yeah.
I then have a quick Google to see what the newspapers are actually saying. No different. Hence why this game works, I think. So I think what I'll do, put on our generic game music, which Lucy loves so much.
Uh-huh.
The Jeopardy Think music. Oh, come on, let's not do that. If you start calling me Partridge, we will have to end. It's still become the Sam Show, and I'm looking for a new co-host, everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you are the perfect mix of Carl Pilkington and Alan Partridge.
You do know this is really offending me, and either you'll have to go or my radio career will have to just end here. It's not even started yet, and you're telling me I'm too Partridge.
I'm sorry, no, Schlium, let's Schlium this game. Come on.
Just be careful. Any more of this, and you will be gone.
All right.
I press the buttons, I can turn your mic off. But then you won't be able to play along with my very Partridge game. Okay, right, first one. I'll just play that bit. It's a good bit of music, this. First one, here goes. Lucy, are you ready?
Yes.
What makes you beautiful? Cheryl gives Liam a facial.
I think that is made up by you.
Oh, I mean, correct. Made up by me. That
one point to
Lucy. That was quite an easy start, I think.
Good one, though. I liked it.
Yeah, it's quite creative. What makes you beautiful? Did you get it? One Direction lyric? Anyway. Second one. Cheryl Fernandez Vicini's husband, Jean Bernard, joins her and Liam Payne in California to discuss divorce. It's a very catchy, snappy Ooh. Headline, that one. It's to the point, whoever wrote that one.
I think...
Could be me, of course. Without giving too much away.
That is a made up one, because I feel like you'd be more punny.
What, so you mean you think that was real then?
Real, sorry. Did I say made up?
You said made up, yeah.
No, I meant real. It's a real headline.
Correct.
Yay, two
She's
for two.
Two for two. Yeah, I would be much more punny than that.
Yeah.
I've often thought I'd be really good at writing headlines.
Give me the next one then. Let's see if it's true.
Okay. We'll carry on with the game. There's a few more puns to come, of course.
Good.
She's in no rush to have babies. Cheryl Fernandez Vicini and Liam Payne say family planning is way off the mark.
Oh, I think that's true. I think that's actually been published. Because in an interview, they would have been like, oh, so you guys going to have a baby? And they'll be like,
oh,
we're not even thinking of it. Whoa, okay.
It's correct, yes.
3 for 3.
Okay, I think we've got 8 today.
Oh, wow, okay. Let's
Never know what's a good number of this, because we rattle through them quite quickly, but then equally... I mean, it's not a great feature to start with, is it? So maybe the less of it we do, the better.
Give me the next one. Sorry, I got to stop
Liam
laughing.
And Cheryl spotted at a Wolves match.
False. You've made that up.
Correct.
4 for 4.
But he is from Wolverhampton, of course. He is a Wolves fan. That is perfectly plausible.
Yes.
I don't know who she supports, whether it's Newcastle or Sunderland. But that could well be a fixture next season, because Sunderland and Newcastle both looking like they may be relegated down to Wolves division, the championship. That'll be the Schlieren derby, won't it, next season? Anyway, you're not going for it today, are you?
I mean, maybe
you can walk away from this. If this is below you, you can walk away. You do know that, don't you?
I'm loving it, mate. I'm loving it. Give me the next one.
Cheryl and Liam set to be poached by X Factor Australia to join the judging panel.
I mean, oh. But didn't they already try and get him? Or was it someone else they tried to get?
Are you up to date on your X Factor Australia knowledge?
I feel like they tried to get one of the... boy band boys. I'm gonna go with that's true.
What, you think that was actually written?
Yeah.
Or I made it up?
I think it was written.
Okay, written is correct.
Yeah, 5 for 5.
Okay, fight for this love. Cheryl and Liam take boxing classes as part of fitness regime.
Right, you've made that up, mate.
Yes. maybe I need to do this with me. I just like writing the funny ones, but then...
I mean, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
You've surpassed yourself with that one, mate.
But then it doesn't make for much of a game, does it?
No, but I enjoy it anyway. Give us another one.
Cheryl moves into Liam's Los Angeles mansion after just 5 months together.
Oh. Well, that doesn't... I mean, it's not punny. But then I thought I'd have heard that news if they'd moved in together. All right, I'm going to go with true. I'm going to go with that was an actual headline.
Is correct.
Yes!
Have you got any wrong yet?
No. There's only one left. I've got 7 so far. Can I make it 8 out of 8?
Okay, let's give it a go. Has Cheryl's... Oh, I'm gone.
Go on, you can do this. Last one.
Right, no, here we go. Sorry, it's a bit of a mouthful, this one. Has Cheryl set relationship boundaries for Liam, who over worries he will stray?
Oh, I mean, that doesn't feel like something you'd say, but also I don't understand how that's a headline. But I have more faith in you than the tabloid, so I'm going to say that is a real headline.
It's correct.
Yes! 8 out of 8!
Okay, the final one.
Oh, what? You said there was 8?
Yeah, I know, but I'm literally going to do this on the spot.
Okay, good. Good, okay. Yep.
Which, I mean, that gives it away where it's from, though, doesn't it?
That's all right, go on.
No, I think maybe we leave it for next time, because...
You have just been typing away, so...
So everyone knows it's from me.
Come on. You can't leave it.
The best song ever, Liam and Cheryl hit the studio. Is it... no, okay. Well, that's fine. If you don't like it, we can move on. I think what we'll do, bring that again back in again 2 weeks. Once the headlines, the Schlieham headlines start to accumulate again, we can bring this back.
I mean, we all look forward to it.
And by then, of course, I'll have a different co-host who doesn't think I'm like Alan Partridge.
fiction in every addiction. Oh, 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 fantasies taking over.
Aurora, track's called Conqueror. You might know her from a track that we played on the show, actually, Home, which was by the two boys from Bristol, Icarus. Icarus featuring Aurora, we played that quite a lot. She also, the vocalist on the track that was on the John Lewis Lads over Christmas. You know, the cover of Oasis?
Yeah.
With the man on the moon?
Yeah.
That's her voice.
It's good, isn't it?
She was the soundtrack to our Christmas.
She's good.
And now,
I like Aurora.
She's very young as well. One of those people that makes you think, oh, what am I doing?
How young are we talking here?
I think 18, 19.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I still think I'm relatively young, but not when people like this happen come around.
Mm-mm.
19, and she is the voice of John Lewis. She's got records that are like hits worldwide. And what are we doing?
This.
What are we? Exactly. Our Sunday afternoons in a radio studio in Islington, London.
Although it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Of course. The time is now. Let me...
Oh, my God. Are you really going
to
try?
10 to 9 on your Wednesday evening. Sam and Lucy with you here on Football Radio. And now times, I think we do something that we haven't done for quite a while.
Yeah, well, you did it 2 weeks ago?
Something like that. We never seem to keep going with it. But the reason is, you can only do so many tracks. The way this works, we call it waxing lyrical, and basically we take a track and we like to prank call somebody using lyrics from that track or taking the storyline of a record, trying to make it into a conversation without the person at the other end realising.
Now the issue is you can't do it with all songs because a lot of songs at the moment it's very like they just repeat a couple of lines over and over again.
Exactly.
Or the lyrics are a bit abstract or something like that. So
it has to be the right record.
Last time Sam called his mum up, who's always my favourite waxing lyrical contestant, and he did Hello, Adele.
That's right, yeah. Easy to do.
Worked a treat.
Yeah.
She didn't even know.
What we did find, though, is once you've kind of done the initial, hello, Yeah, it's me. It's me. Like, then you kind of, you struggle. I struggled to get it back, didn't I?
You didn't get very many in. It just turned into a conversation with your mum.
I got about 5 in very quickly, and we had to wait till the very end for the last 2. I mean, and 7 isn't a great score.
That's very poor.
Yes.
My turn this week, waxing lyrical, called up a friend. I definitely think I've beat yours.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Right, what track did you do?
7 Years.
Lucas Graham.
That's the
this one. This one, right? A track that you apparently didn't know.
No.
No idea it even existed.
No, not a clue, mate.
It's been a number one record, this. And it just bangs on. It's a storyline. It's a story of everybody's life. Hopefully. We should start at 7. Well, start at 0, actually, don't we? That's what actually happens. And then, I'm not going to play the whole track,
no,
because you said to me, let's not play it because you don't like it.
I'm not a fan.
But you know the track. 7 years old, 20 years old, 11 years old, 60, 30.
30 years old. And he's like, do you remember we used to be think the world and now we're all bigger and all of that stuff. So it's like nostalgia in the future. So I thought, why didn't I call my friend Lucy? Because she recently had a birthday. Very good friend of mine. I missed her birthday. Couldn't go.
Right. What? Yeah. What were you doing?
I'm very sorry.
Poor Lucy.
I was cleaning. I was at a cleaning job that weekend.
Sorry.
I was at a cleaning.
That's like
job
saying I was folding my socks.
No,
I can't.
A job.
Right.
I was at work.
You can take a day off work.
Yeah, but I'd already take anyway. That's not interesting chat. I missed her birthday, so I thought, ah ha ha ha, I can call her, and we've been friends since we were like little children.
7 years.
Not
oh,
quite.
Okay.
11. But you know, close
okay,
enough.
Well, that's also a lyric in the song. Works.
Exactly. So I was like, I can do a bit of nostalgia, a bit of future. And it worked to an extent.
Okay.
Should we have a listen? I can tell you what happened.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Sorry, I'm just stuffing my mouth full of pancakes.
Are you eating pancakes? Oh, I'm jealous.
Mmm.
Anyway, how are you? I'm so sorry I missed your birthday. How was it?
It's absolutely fine. Literally everyone bailed.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Liz.
Oh, no, it's fine. I went out with Eloise and Rachel and it was just really, like, low-key. We just went out in Brixton and got a couple of drinks and it was fine.
But that's lovely. You know, it was really getting me thinking, though, like, it was your birthday, like, we're getting so old now. Like, you know, soon we're going to be, what, soon we're going to be 30 years old? We'll have traveled around the world. We'll have done all this stuff.
No,
and like,
I don't want to be old.
I know. And like, we're still learning so much about life. And like, soon we're going to be like 60, you know?
Mm, tell me about it. I'm literally like, I keep calling myself 21 as well.
I'm I know.
Like, no, I'm 22. 22.
But do you remember God, when we were younger, we thought like, oh, it's such a big, big world. And we thought we were so big. And you and me, we were like always pushing each other, doing stuff, like drinking all the liquor and stuff. But no, we're going to be 30 and then we're going to be 60. I mean, that, you know, it's not like once when I was 7 years old, mate.
Lucy, are you doing the song?
What?
You're doing the song. You're doing the song thing. This is like this Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Happy birthday to me. Oh, my God. Happy birthday to you. It's my
happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of us. Enjoy your pancakes.
Yeah, everyone, I'm a nightmare.
Right, I love you.
Bye,
bye, Lucy.
She sounds lovely, Lucy.
Right, let me defend
Lucy.
Myself here. Other Lucy is a gem, a diamond, an amazing person. Let me defend myself here. I did beat you, so well done me. I got 10.
Yes.
But. Okay. I know what I do wrong.
Yeah.
And this happens every time I do Waxing Lyrical. When I did Taylor Swift for Never Getting Back Together,
yep.
Did Shaggy, It Wasn't Me.
Yep.
Every time I do it, I go in so strong and I've always got an angle and it's like, yeah, okay, they're going along with me at the start. And then I panic. I get to about 5 and I'm like, oh God, I need to cram these lyrics in.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I can stay on the phone with this person for. So I just go lyric, and they go, that's a song.
Yeah, see.
This is the problem.
As soon as, you did score quite highly, 10.
Thank you very much, please, thank you.
Better than my 7, but I think you should lose points if they work it out.
I mean,
never once have I been, is my plan failed.
I think I should lose 5 points because.
Thank you.
It is bad.
Because that's not the point. The point is they don't know what's going on.
But it started off well.
Relatively. She did go along with it for a while. She was talking about age as well. I get it.
Yeah.
I would also say this must be quite a tough one.
It was a really hard song to do.
Because obviously as I say, it has been number one record. It's still fresh in people's
Adele
minds.
Adele was much easier.
I don't know, though.
Hello? That's... Must have called 1,000 times. Like, there's loads you can say.
Yeah, but that is such a famous song.
Yeah, but your mum never gets it.
Well, yeah, that is true. But Adele's one of those... Right, because I do think to myself sometimes, I wonder what the radio will still be playing from... You know, like on a certain radio station, they do, oh, the sound of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
What will the sound of the teenies be? But Adele is one record that will be around forever, won't it?
Yeah, completely.
Along with Rihanna Umbrella. They're the only two that I'm certain are going to be around forever.
They will survive the apocalypse.
Whereas I'm not sure 7 years will.
No, it won't. And also the lyrics were hard. But here's what I propose to you, Samuel.
Go on.
Let me do it again next week.
Okay.
And I'm going to try your tactic of being more subtle.
Okay.
And I can guarantee you they're not going to work out. It's a song.
Okay.
But I'm still going to get more than 7 lyrics in there.
What song are you going to do?
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Oh, right, okay, you're going to have a think. Well, that's fine.
Because I want it to be the best one yet. I really want to make this work, because they always guess I've done it.
Yeah, and therefore I'm better at it than you. But if you're willing to get lots of lyrics in,
mm-hmm.
and also make sure that they don't, you know, work you out, then you could become the best yet. Because, as you said, we've got very different tactics, haven't we?
Very. I just cram them in. I set myself up and then boom, 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 lyrics beats
out. But it sounds like you know what you're doing wrong and you're going to correct it next week.
I'm going to sort it out. If you have any suggestions, we'll be back next Wednesday. So tweet in to us before then at FUBAR Radio, at Luciana Gray, or at Sam_Hut, I believe you are.
That's correct.
Tweet in. Give us song suggestions. This is the thing. It can't be too repetitive because that makes it more difficult. And it can't be too abstract. Otherwise, they'll be like, that's not real. That's a song lyric. Send in your suggestions. I promise I will do Waxing Lyrical again and I will beat you.
I've also had a thought.
Mm.
Why are we calling it Waxing Lyrical? We could just do Lyrical.
Lyrical, like Lyrical. A phone call.
It's a phone call. We're doing lyrics. Lyrical, it works fine. Lyrical, same time next week.
This what happened when I think about you. I get in my feelings, yeah. I start reminiscing, yeah. Next time around, fuck, I want it to be different, yeah. Waiting on a sign, guess it's time for a different prayer. Lord, please save her for me. Do this one favor for me. I had to change my player ways. Got way too complicated for me. I hope she's waiting for me. Everywhere she go, they playing my songs. That's why I say the things that I say. That way I know you can't ignore me. But so, so, yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me. Break it down. Yes, sir. Check. We used to lay up and then stay up, had sex and then blow dang. I shouldn't have played no games with you, just leveled up my brain. Last time I saw you, we ain't speak. That was strange. Guess there's nothing I could do. Man, it's true. X has changed. Yeah. Hey, guess you changed for the better. Better. I know you know how to make me jealous. I was never loyal, let you tell it, yo. But I'm ready to fix it if you ready, baby. So, so, so. Yeah. So give me all of you in exchange for me. Just give me all of you in exchange for me. For me.
For real, Sean. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Is you at 2 keys or 10 roof? Turn up, we on Tiller, we just getting loose. Baby, I'm low-key feeling you. Don't be cynical and fuck you over. Wanna fuck you over. And again, the truth is I ain't really here to start problems. Girl, I swear to God, them hoes can't never say they got him. Know how bad you wanna tell him, don't try him. I don't wanna tell him, let's surprise him. I don't wanna get into it, why you stressing him? I've been driving back and forth from Louisville to Lexington. Mileage on the whip, got your ass in my grip. College, make you wanna strip for them dollars. Nah, girl, I got a job for you. Swear to God, I could do a lot for you. Saw you strolling through the campus, I had to stop for you. I was scrolling through the gram, girl, I had to follow you. Say what's up with you.
You got my soul.
Bryson Tiller with Sam and Lucy here on Fubar Radio. That track is called Exchange. Now, Lucy, I want to try something now.
Right.
A little bit different.
Yeah, it sounds it to me.
Yeah. You mentioned this at the top of the show. You said, as part of the menu, all I've got written down here is masking tape thing.
Yep.
And that's something that I added to that list without you knowing anything about it.
Still don't.
But everything is about to come clear. If that's, I think we'll do this now.
Okay.
Because what are we in now? An hour in?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the perfect time that I tape you up, basically, if that's all right with you.
Right, well, okay. I mean, I'm terrified. Right, honestly, I'm not pretending. I don't know what the hell he's on about. He's just holding a load of tape.
Yeah.
And all he said in the last song, he just went, right, Liz, just, you know, I'm going to tape you up. And yeah. I put the song on, I was like, oh, right, right, okay.
Yeah, tape you up. Basically, I asked you, didn't I, to buy some masking tape.
Yep.
That's not actually what I wanted.
I realise now you meant gaffer tape.
I did want gaffer tape.
You asked for masking tape, and that's exactly what I bought you. Yep. And I pulled it out, and you were like, oh, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, I wanted gaffer tape.
Yeah, well,
but you should actually be glad, because I think gaffer tape would have been more difficult for you to escape from, wouldn't it?
I've got to escape.
Yeah, you've got to escape.
I could not escape from gaffer tape.
Basically, there's a video that I've seen online this morning that is a tutorial on, should you ever be gaffer taped up, how to escape from it.
Okay.
So I'm going to put this video to the test.
Okay.
I'm going to gaffer tape you up.
Yeah.
And then whilst you're gaffer taped up and we play a song, I think we then come back to you once you've watched the video and just see if you can actually do it live on air. Can you escape from gaffer tape /
right, okay. And as we have masking tape, which is slightly more papery,
yes,
I think you're gonna do it more.
Yeah, I think, well, that's the only thing we can do to try and make this a
just
real
give
test.
Give me more layers.
Yeah, loads of it. So if you come round in now, we'll have to all share, right, a microphone.
I'm coming.
I'm gonna really masking tape. I'm not gonna do it over your mouth, because also that's quite hard to escape from. But right, so just put your hands in, you know, the
right, okay, like that. So like palms together. That's what I've gone for. Oh my. Ah, it's pulling on my hair.
We've got to do this properly.
Okay, okay.
Right.
Ow.
Is it actually hurting? It can't hurt
that
much.
It's pulling on my hairs.
Oh, well, we're already out of one roll. I'll have to move on to second roll.
Okay, already this feels really difficult. God, if someone walked in now, what would they think?
Just making great radio. Okay. How's that feel? Does that feel quite tight, or...?
I think we can do a little bit more. Right, I mean, this is substantial. Okay, that feels... I can't break that.
Okay, that's what I like to hit. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I can't.
You can't? Right, I think... Right, go back to your microphone, and we'll just give this before... Before I play this video, we'll just give it one bit of a go.
Right, I can't put my headphones on.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Because there's
okay,
nothing in particular you need to hear here.
Okay.
But I just think, before we watch the video, just give it a little bit of a pull. Okay, so you're definitely not getting out of that.
No.
You're definitely... You can't.
No.
Ooh. It's starting to fall apart, but I can sort that
okay,
before...
Okay, we'll add a bit more on, but...
No, you're not getting... Right,
no,
okay, that's exactly what I want to hear. Right, we'll play Chasing Status and Slaves.
Yeah.
You can watch the video and we'll put it to the test, all right?
Okay.
Perfect.
Orders are orders are orders are orders are orders. Orders are orders are orders are orders are orders. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. Orders are orders are orders are orders are orders. Orders are orders are orders are orders are orders. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. That's not my plan. I don't wanna be that man. Oh,
pictures are taken, so don't be mistaken, start moving. Actions are taken, so don't be mistaken, start moving. That's not my plan.
Control. Verb. To exercise restraint or direction over, dominate or command. The car is difficult to control at high speeds. That zone is controlled by enemy troops.
Noisiest collaboration of the year so far, and I'm going to say it, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there'll be a noisy collaboration between now and the end of 2016.
No, I highly doubt it. But you know what? I love it.
It's great, isn't it? Come from different worlds, but just as noisy. Amazing. Chasing Status, Slaves, Control is the name of the track. Right, before we play Control, we said, well, I duct taped Lucy's arms together.
Yes.
I wanted to create a real world scenario. So you're going on holiday later in the year, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Should you get kidnapped, Luce?
Right, okay.
You know the same way we did for your job interview?
Uh-huh.
I did like a little pre-prep for you.
This is your preparation, like an over-controlling parent.
Exactly.
I'm going off to Malaga. First thing Sam thinks, not sun cream, not sunglasses. Well, he did think about sunglasses. His first thought, what happens if you get your arms taped
exactly
together?
Exactly. What happens if you get a kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
And was to get like duct tape together. I am putting you through your paces now. This comes off the back of a video I saw, which apparently tells you exactly how to escape if you were ever to find yourself in some kind of like I'm trying to think, like 24. That this would happen in 24, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like 24, James Bond.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Any kind of, if you're basically in an action film, in a real life action film, what would happen?
Exactly.
And this is it.
So what he's done is, we didn't actually have gaffer tape, so instead he's used masking tape. But in a way, I think that might be working against me, because it's meant that he's done a lot more layers than he would have if it was gaffer tape. So I've got like at least 20 times round my wrist with masking tape here.
But I think that's fine.
Which is a lot. And I'm sort of, if you want to try this at home, only try it if there's someone else there to let you out, if you do get stuck.
Yeah, of course.
I'm palm to palm with my wrists completely tied together and I can't move. He had to put my headphones on for me.
I don't know if this will work, right? But we can give this a go. These are the instructions that Lucy is listened to whilst we were playing Slaves.
But all you're going to do, guys, in a very simple motion, is bring your hands up over your head. As you swing your arms down, bring your elbows out.
Don't do it yet,
Lucy,
I think.
Your elbows
out up.
And okay. Smash your palms into your stomach in that motion. So it's just right here. And that's going to create enough tension and pressure to tear the duct tape. The same way you don't tear duct tape this way, right? If you're tearing it, you saw Maria, she was doing it. She was tearing it like this. We're creating that same angle by doing this with our arms, okay? If you type in the words duct tape on Google, no matter what time, what day, you'll see that most of the results on there are kidnappers or murderers using duct tape.
This can happen to anybody. That's what he's saying.
You don't want to be a victim in this situation. If you can avoid this, if you can avoid being restrained with duct tape, then do that. But if you're in some situation where you can't, like you're at gunpoint, someone has a gun to your head and they're saying, give me your hands right now so I can duct tape them, this is how I want you to present your hands. You're going to put your palms together and bring your elbows in, okay?
So now what you're saying, right, if you was to ever, if a kidnapper was ever polite enough to say to you, here you are, I'm going to duct tape you now, get your hands into a position, you know, that is comfortable for you, he's telling you what to do. We don't need to know how to do that.
Or if they just say, they might just say, put your hands together.
Exactly right.
If they do, palm to palm.
Palm to palm is the way.
Is the way to do it.
Okay, right. Well, we've heard him. You've had a lot. Seen the video twice
I'm
now.
I'm scared. Right. Okay. Bear with here. First of all, I have no upper body strength at all. Right. I have chicken arms. They're completely weak.
Okay.
Second thing.
Yeah.
I am scared. If I put a lot of force into this.
Yes.
And it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Is that not going to hurt?
Well, we're going to try this out. I think move away from the microphone. Right. I don't want to break any equipment.
I'm going to hang on. Okay.
Okay. What are you trying to do? You're moving away from the mic now. I can't hear your reaction.
I thought you said move away from the microphone.
Yeah, but you've still got to be talking.
Hang on. Okay. Okay.
Okay, you can, right. I'm here. So I count you in.
Ah, it's pulling on my hair.
Right. Arms above your head. This is what this man said.
Okay. It's going to hurt, isn't it?
Think of this as SAS training. Lucy.
I can't believe I've walked into this, right, okay.
What? Why is it, why are you acting like I've actually kidnapped you? This is just training should that situation ever arise.
Okay.
Arms above your head.
Yes.
I'm going to count you in.
Oh, God.
3, 2, 1.
Ow!
Oh, did that hurt? What was that crack?
I did half of it.
Oh, so the crack wasn't a limb. That's what I worried about. It was you kind of break it. Right.
Hang on. I've done some.
Well, do you know what? This is okay because the kidnapper, he's going to make a phone call. You've bought yourself a little bit of time.
Right. Legit, it's pulled hair out. Okay.
No, but that's fine.
All right. Hang on.
Your arms probably could have done with that, right?
Screw you, mate. Right. You ready? Count me in.
3, 2, 1. Go. She's still... No. Right, okay. Now you're going unconventional. Have you given up doing it as he said?
The first bit worked, but...
Okay, right, well, maybe one more go and then we'll play a song. Maybe I'll have to...
Did you think to bring scissors, mate?
I didn't, but there might be some in the office, might there? We could get a kitchen knife, something like that. Oh, I'll get you out of it, I promise. One more go.
Okay, count me in.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ah, yes!
Yes! Okay, well, that's all right. No. Oh, now you've just got to pull it off your skin. This is going to be fun.
Oh, gosh. Should we do it on air?
I think we should do that on air, right. Coming next on Sam's show, we're going through more radio. You're going to hear Lucy pull hairs out of both our right and left arm.
A procession. Honey, my planet's all yours.
The two coolest men in music, Alex Turner, Miles Kane, Last Shadow Puppets, track's called Aviation.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
That's right, it's Sam and Lucy, and I am faced at the moment with a Lucy that kind of looks like she is dressed as a mummy for Halloween, but given up, or it's either the end of the night, or you're about to dress up as a mummy and then thought better of it.
Mm-hmm.
Masking tape around each wrist.
Yes.
This is because, in case you missed it, I mean, you wouldn't have, because you've been with us up since 8 o'clock this evening. I will get used to that at some point.
8 o'clock. So it's now, what, 9?
No. It's about 20 past 9, isn't it now?
I don't know,
because it's actually a Sunday. But something that broke on Sunday, when I say broke, it's not a real hard-hitting news story, but a video that circulated on Sunday is a video of a man who is showing you how to escape from duct slash gaffer slash masking tape around the wrist should you ever be kidnapped or be held hostage.
In case you didn't hear, he used masking tape, though. We have used masking tape.
Yeah.
Which I was happy about, because I thought, I'll be able to break out of that easier.
Yep.
But now I'm in this situation where I've broken free.
That's right.
I'm now free.
Yeah, it took 3 goes, though.
Took 3 attempts, but I did break free, so I would run away from that kidnapper. But now I'm in a situation where it's, like, what's that, like 2 inches? 3 inches?
Yeah, and it's quite thick as well, isn't it?
3 inches thick across each wrist of masking tape.
That's right,
now needs to be pulled off. And also, it's not on the bottom bit now, because I broke that bit.
Yep.
And that's where there's no hair.
Okay.
It's on top of the arm.
Yes.
Where all of my hair is.
Yep.
And they're each going to come off in one swift motion. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not too happy with you that I'm having to do this.
Yeah, see, I didn't think about this bit.
Yeah.
But remember, this is me putting you in a potentially real life situation of a kidnapping, and you would have to go through the pain. I'm sure if you were kidnapped, you wouldn't be thinking, oh God, this is going to hurt when you rip it off. You get it off, do a runner. All right.
I mean, I'm not even going to pander to that logic, but okay, yeah.
I think you've done well to do this bit, to get this far, right? You're out. It took 3 attempts to use his method to get out of your kidnapping situation. This little bit is just an added bonus for everybody at home. That we're now going to do a live waxing on FUBAR Radio.
Okay.
Right. Okay, Lucy,
are you going to pull it off for me? Am I going to pull it off?
I don't know. Do you want me to pull it off for you?
I think I'd rather you did it.
Okay, we should say this is, if you just joined us, this is only on her arms. It could have.
Just
okay.
On my arms. Right.
Right. Are you sure you want me to do it?
Oh, God, this is going to be horrible.
I'm going to take extreme pleasure in this. Are you sure?
It's going to really hurt because it's. Go. Right,
okay.
One swift motion.
You need to give me a better angle than that.
Where do you want? Like that?
Okay.
I was just trying to get by the mic so they can hear it.
No, you need to put your arm this way. Right.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're going to hear it anyway. It's going to be pretty loud.
Oh, God.
At the moment, I just can't tell which way to go.
It's pulling.
I know it's pulling. I'm sorry.
Right. How? If you're going to do it quickly.
No, because it's not, at the moment, it's not all going to come off, is it?
Oh,
I think
okay,
I need
right.
to go that way. Right. No, I am trying to make this as painless as possible. Right. We'll go this way. Is it that bad?
Do it quickly if
right,
you're
going
to do
okay.
it.
Right, okay. 3, 2, 1, go. How bad was that?
It was worse when you were doing it slowly.
And I can confirm that it's covered in hair.
You've left some.
Right, okay, go on.
Quick. Do that last bit.
Oh, there's still more, for God's sake. Who taped you up? They did a terrible job.
I'm covered in right. marks, right?
Okay, that's only this right arm.
Right arm.
Done.
But the left one's the one I'm scared about because I can feel it stuck.
Okay, right. Again.
Nice.
Right, I'm going to come this way. Yeah, I think this one's going to be much easier.
Really
oh, does
hurts.
That hurt? I think this one's going to be easier, though. It seems like a better angle. It's all stuck together. It's less
okay,
messy.
He's pulling gently now just so he's ready. Yep. And that actually hurts a bit, so this.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Ow, that actually really hurt.
Did it? I think I got the angle wrong a little bit. I've got some skin here. Ah, there you are.
My arms are purple.
Are they ooh, okay though?
All that stung. Next week we waterboard Sam. God.
What's that? What's a waterboard? Is that some kind of like a torture technique,
yes,
is it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, we won't do that because remember, I did do this. I was trying to test the theory. I forgot that we would have to then do this bit. There'll be no more live waxing. It's not a regular feature. We're not going to combine it with waxing lyrical and get Lucy to phone people doing.
Whilst I'm being waxed.
No, we're not going to do that.
It's quite a good idea, though.
It is quite a good idea, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Instead, I think what we do now, forget that ever happened, Luce. But I'm glad we could test this theory. Now, if you are to
you
go
to... You can get out of it. It is possible.
Check out the video for yourself. It's on there on the internet. You can believe what he says. He's telling the truth.
It does work.
Does work. And now, Lucy, you're prepared for when you should get... You might get kidnapped.
Yeah. And I think of this exact moment.
And then I'll get a phone call a couple of weeks later. Sam, thank you. You saved my life.
Yeah.
I might have had... my arms might have stung
mild
for a couple
discomfort,
of days.
Yeah.
Is it just mild? Like, is it stopped
it's,
now?
My right arm is actually not too bad. The first one you did, that's all right. My left one stings like cray. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, well, we'll report back in a bit. Okay. But for now, can we get to listener spotted?
Because we can indeed.
We've played enough of our choices so far. Let's get to a listener's choice, if that's all right.
Yes, we can. And I've actually never heard this track before. So, yeah, thanks very much.
Hi, my name's Dodie. My listener spotted pick of the week is This Is The Kit. They're a folky, bluesy band from Paris and Bristol, and the music is perfect for a relaxed situation. And they're releasing a new album this year called Rusty Got Dusty, which is quite exciting. But my favourite song is from a previous album, and the track is called Spores All Setting.
Thank you very much. What's the name, sorry?
Dodie. That was Dodie. Nice. Relaxing Dodie.
Yeah, very nice.
If perfect for a relaxing situation, like being taped up by your co-host.
Was cold in there with darkness creeping in.
Thank you very much to Dodie for introducing us to that.
I loved it. That was absolutely brilliant. And apparently she added a little addendum in her message. She said, although it's not current, if you want to check out their 2015 album, apparently it's absolutely amazing. So that is This Is The Kit. And I loved it. That was right on my street.
Do we know when this one came out? Because obviously not last year, because that's what you're saying, right? That's from the current album.
She said this is new.
Okay.
As in Spores All Settling, which is a slightly confusing title.
Yeah, Spores, yeah, we can't work it out,
Spores,
can we?
Spores All Settling. Just three random words.
And that's
isn't
from 2016, but there is a 2015 album, Go Get Your Hands On It. Is that what you're saying?
This is the news I'm getting from a listener, so I don't know if it's true, but this is what Dodie's telling me.
Okay, well, can you do your research better next time, please?
All right, but I'm just too busy nazzing my wrists.
Yeah, sorry about that. I genuinely didn't think about that part. I just thought, oh, I'll be fine, like, you know, you'll break out of it and it won't hurt, but at least you'll be safe. But it turns out it does actually hurt.
Yep, fact of the day, it hurts pulling tape off your arms.
There you go. Someone should, because plasters hurt as well. I wonder if it's a similar thing. It's like, is there a connection there? Plasters, what, tape.
Sticky things?
I suppose, yeah, it's the connection. I knew there was a connection. I was just being there. Alan Partridge again. More Partridge stuff to come.
You said it, not me, mate.
Because I've got a film idea now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that all right?
No, brilliant,
This
yeah.
is probably my least thought out film idea so far.
But you got me to help you.
Hang on. Oh, I've not mentioned it to you yet. You mean,
oh, no,
I've
no.
got
I mean,
you, right.
This is why we're here.
Yeah.
This, you come into the office here at FooBar HQ.
That's right.
I know nothing about it. We get on air. I'm your soundboard, mate.
That's right.
That's the point. I'm here to help you with your film ideas.
This one I literally came up with this morning.
Oh, I'm excited.
So, as I say, it's not tweets yet. I don't really know character names. I don't know actors playing those characters.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something there. And I'm going to pitch it to you now, if that's okay. But as you can see, just work with me on it.
All right.
Don't shoot the idea down. Appreciate that it's a great idea and help me with it. Okay, thank you. I've got a film idea. I've got a film idea. Film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea, film idea. Got an idea? Okay, thank you.
Sans film idea, as it always sounds like. Feel my dear.
Film idea.
Every time I just hear you going, film my dear, film my dear. Come on, work better.
I've got film idea. I've got film idea. Film idea, film idea, film idea. Film idea, film idea. Sam's film idea. There we go. Right, let's get to it. This is something, as I say, thought of it literally this morning.
All right, hit me.
Have you ever dressed up?
What, like a pirate?
Could be a pirate.
Okay.
Could be a superhero.
Mummy.
A mummy, yeah. Could be a mummy. That one's difficult. That's not what I was going to go with.
Right.
But it's this scenario, this film I'm pitching, all starts with an innocent Halloween party.
Okay.
People, well, it's probably going to be set in an American university, I think.
Oh, okay. So we're talking quite young.
Because they have the best fancy dress parties, right?
As far as film is leading us to believe, yes.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a Halloween one, thinking about it, because I'm just thinking that would be too many zombies. I don't want to go all zombies.
So just a fancy dress, like a sorority...
Yes.
Alpha, Papa, Jumba, Bumba, whatever they call themselves, party.
And basically something goes down at the party that is unexplained and they need a hero.
Okay.
Okay, and it just so happens that a nerd from the university, who we've got to know earlier on,
uh-huh.
as I say, it's not very well thought out, and if it was better thought out, I would have kind of set it up a bit better, but this is the crux.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd from university, who is kind of very lucky to be at the party, can't believe his luck.
So like a young Tobey Maguire?
I'm thinking Michael Cera.
Oh, that, okay, we're going even further. So, yeah, Michael Cera, Jesse Eisenberg kind of territory.
Jesse Eisenberg would be a great shout.
Okay, good. Okay.
Can we do that?
I mean, I'll see if I can get him on board, but I didn't see why.
Because I think this is a comedy I've got here.
Although, personally, as much as I like both, I prefer Michael Cera to Jesse Eisenberg.
Well, let's go Michael Cera then. He would play it perfectly.
Right, Michael Cera is the nerd.
Yeah, Jonah Hill will be in this film because it is a college-based comedy.
And Jonah Hill seems to be in every film you and me come up with.
What do you mean you? You mean me? You don't.
Hey, I do all the casting.
You don't do all. This is the first time.
I tie all the ends up for you, and I've cast them all.
You haven't cast them all.
I have.
Most of them come pre-cast.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. Michael Cera's a nerd. Then what happens, Sam?
Right. Okay. Don't get touchy.
Do you want
now.
The help or not?
Jonah Hill is in the film. He's kind of Michael Cera's link to the party.
So is Jonah Hill like getting a bit cool?
A bit like Superbad.
Okay, but in the future a bit. So Jonah Hill's a bit cool now.
He's starting to get a bit cool. This could be Superbad too. I don't know if.
Okay.
They're looking for Superbad too, but it could be it.
Right.
But this could be it's Superbad meets Batman. This is also or Spider-Man or Superman. This is going to be a spin-off for one of the comic characters. Because basically what happens, Michael Cera turns up to the party dressed as Superman. Everyone laughs at him like, look, he's took it a bit too seriously. Because everyone else has gone like Playboy bunnies. They've gone as American footballers. Mm-hmm. Basically, because that's what people do.
One Direction, Justin Bieber.
Sorry?
They've dressed up as like Justin Bieber and stuff.
No, I don't think so.
No?
That doesn't happen.
No?
What actually happens at fancy dress parties, people just dress up in a way that is... They look good, but they wouldn't be able to get away with normally.
Like Justin Bieber?
No, because... possibly. But the girls can tend to go... And I hate to say this, but you know what I'm about to say. Girls kind of go a little bit sluttier because they can get away with it. Mm-hmm. Am I right? And boys use any excuse to get the tops off or use any excuse, I've noticed this, to put a suit on.
Yes, agreed.
They love to go as James Bond.
Or like shades as well. There
yes.
tends to be a lot of sunglasses at these parties.
Yeah, exactly right. Or go just American football, a bit of like makeup on the face. Oh, I'm an American footballer zombie. Things like that. Yep. But then Michael Cera, he's new to kind of the cool world at his university. He goes full on Superman.
Yep.
However, things take a turn for the worst at this party. And Superman is required. But luckily enough, Michael Cera, he has eaten something like a dodgy curry the night before, which has got this poison in it, which gives him superpowers.
Right.
And when Superman is called upon, he delivers.
So is this not kind of the exact plot of Spider-Man?
Hang on. Well, no, because he doesn't...
Because he's a massive nerd.
Yes, okay, that's correct.
It's all the same apart from the fact he's not already wearing the blue and red suit. That's the only thing that you're bringing you to the table, as far as I can tell.
Unless
something else massive is different. Spider-Man is a really nerdy guy.
Yes.
Peter Parker.
Yep.
And
correct.
Then he gets poisoned. Obviously, he's bitten by a spider. And then suddenly
right.
he's cool and, like, you know, people like him and stuff.
No, but difference is, I mean, at the moment...
This is Michael Cera.
No. Big difference here. At the moment, I've picked... to go Superman rather than Spider-Man.
Right.
And there is poison involved. But basically the crux of this is it starts as a fancy dress party and then people become their characters. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I'm with you. That was my fault. I'm just walking around over here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So we could apply this to any and we could open it out to more than one character. So there could be a few different people there. So say there is a few American footballer zombies or Playboy bunny zombies. They become zombies as well.
Right.
So everyone becomes what
they're dressed up as. Is that what you're getting at?
Because there's a bit of poison in the punch, the cocktail
Struck
punch.
Struck by lightning or something.
Yes, and then...
Well, there's like a storm.
Yeah, and then horror and...
affect everyone.
Horror slash hilarity in shoes.
I mean...
What do you think?
You've not thought this through, Samuel.
Why have I not thought this?
This is the least formed idea you've ever had.
I know, I said that, but do you not think
there's
something...
There is nothing to it.
No, but do you not think there's something in... People at a fancy dress party becoming...
What they're dressed up as.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. definitely been done, but
Has
you
it?
Are right.
Well,
I don't know. This thing, I don't know.
It sounds but like it should
it
have been done.
It must have been done.
It's too good an idea not to have been done.
I mean, that's not what I'm saying. It's too easy, generic an idea.
It is not a generic...
To have been
that's
done.
That's genius.
Do you think
right,
it's
give
genius?
It a Google now.
Do you think it's genius?
Because I'm going to put it a different way to you. My mum and dad, right, when I was, I would say, 10 years old, they sent me to Olivia Osborne's fancy dress party as Ozzy Osbourne. Now, imagine if I'd had some of this poison as a 10-year-old and turned into Ozzy Osbourne. How about that for a film?
I mean, I would like to see a film where you're being Ozzy Osbourne, for sure.
Well, I did as a 10-year-old. I we had to do, like, a catwalk as our character, and I just walked up and went, Sharon! And obviously I didn't know what I was doing. I'd just been told what to do by my mum and dad. Right, okay, you Googled this film...
I'm trying to find one. Costume. What's this? Costume party.
Okay, costume party. This what, sounds
is that
like
a film? A costume party or... Oh, no, no. That's just the Wikipedia of costume party.
Okay. You sounded then as if you took it as somewhat rude, had you? You went, no. I don't look at this.
The thing above it was rude.
Okay.
What I've typed in is film, fancy dress party come to life.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm pitching.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to put. IMDb.
Yeah, go on, have a look.
IMDb.
I wish we'd get an answer. Do you know any actual film people?
Yeah. I know
Why
actors.
Have we not got one somebody on the phone yet who I can pitch these ideas to?
I mean, you know what, mate?
Go on. You don't think it's there?
It's not there.
So I'm going to patent this. There's definitely something in this.
You know what? It really is not there.
Okay, perfect. So, of the ideas there that I've thrown around, obviously the crux of it is fancy dress party comes to real life. What do you think I should do? Do you think I should pick Superman, or should I go down the horror route with it, the Halloween type thing?
Well, comedy horror does work really well.
Okay.
As like, you know, Shaun the Dead, Zombieland, etc. Show us.
Yes. And therefore Michael Cera would work perfectly.
And he would be perfect for that. But I feel like you're missing a layer. I have two questions. First of all, what Jonah Hill needs his own subplot for this to be deeper. And secondly,
yes, true. Yeah,
for this kind of tropesy thing, we need some romance in there.
Yeah, this is it. Michael Cera will end up with... Who haven't been used before that I like? Because Rachel McAdams gets used all the time.
She gets used in every film. Yeah. We haven't used Emma Stone. We both like her.
Yeah, but then I've literally just taken the cast from Superbad.
Yeah, exactly. That's what was making me think it. Who's young and up and coming female?
J-Law. Can we put Lawrence in a film?
I mean, I'll
be able to afford her.
Yeah.
I've got up for that. I can afford the highest paid actress in the world.
Okay, yeah.
So Jennifer Lawrence is in it.
English exchange student, Emma Watson.
Okay, Watson
that
works. Yeah,
nice.
Okay, I can
I quite
see
like that. Yes. You know, add a bit of dynamic. She's the international student.
This is why I got you on
and
board.
And she's just arrived, right?
Yeah.
And so... She hasn't got into the cool dynamic yet. They obviously think she's cool because she's really attractive and smart and funny.
Okay.
But she hasn't realised that, so she doesn't realise that Michael Cera's a loser. So she actually talks to him and hangs out with him.
How about this? She goes as Hermione to the party.
Brilliant.
Okay, there we go.
That's amazing.
And then we...
I'm in.
But then do we have to get, you know, Daniel Radcliffe... Rupert Grint, we have to get them on board as well.
I think they just cameo in it very briefly.
Okay.
Like a really funny moment, they just run across with like broomsticks or something.
But then is it getting a bit ridiculous that I've managed to get a Superman and Hermione, not Harry and Ron, they just have a small cameo, but Hermione chilling with Superman in a film because they went to a party as those characters, they've become those characters in this weird
film. That means
film.
We need to get Zack Snyder and J.K. Rowling on board. Is Zack Snyder the director of the Superman film,
right? I have
right?
no idea.
I'm pretty sure it's Zack Snyder, sorry if it's not. But we need to get those two on board.
If you do... we would, wouldn't we? If you do have any, like, ways... If you... Because there is an idea there, but I'm going to put this out to listeners. If you have kind of suggestions on how I can make this work, I'm not saying you need contacts, but the idea needs honing.
Yes.
Because the moat's very loose, but there's something there...
I mean, the Emma Watson as Hermione is genius.
Yeah, but then I think we're getting just a bit too ridiculous then.
Yeah, but if we ask J.K. Rowling to write it, Zack Snyder to direct it, you and me, executive producers.
Okay, thank you. That's a good title. I like the sound of that.
We've got a film, mate.
Perfect.
What are you going to call it?
I mean, like, fancy dress party would be...
Yeah.
Or fancy dress, just.
Costume party.
I don't want to Americanize it too much.
I mean, it's set in America, in American sorority house, as far as we know.
Okay,
so far.
Costume party it is.
Costume party.
Fine. Costume party. Right, that's
fine. I bet
that's
a film.
That's a film.
I bet that is a film, but yeah.
Costume party.
I bet that's a film.
Oh, please don't do this to me now. Right, have a Google.
I'll have a Google.
Right, we'll play this. Tom Mitch, Zach Abel. It's called Beautiful Escape.
Love is yours to take. And now we're driving rush to go. Oh, I'm trying to let you know. I just wanna grow, yeah. I just want a beautiful escape. I just wanna move, yeah. I just wanna take you to that place.
Called a beautiful escape. Lucy's just been swaying to that one.
I'm so happy.
So nice. Nice and chill for you Wednesday evening, or in fact, if you're us, Sunday afternoon. That is perfect Sunday afternoon music.
It's a delight.
I don't know how it sounds on a Wednesday, because obviously we're not doing this live.
I bet it sounds even better.
Do you think? I'd say that's Sunday afternoon
music.
Yeah,
but it's nearly 10 o'clock. People are getting a bit sleepy now. You've had your dinner a long time ago. Now you're just chilling, listening to us.
Putting your pyjamas onto that one.
Exactly.
Don't clean your teeth, by the way, whilst... Because I always think, right, you can clean your teeth while you do other things. Or listen to something. You can't, can you? Once that toothbrush goes in your mouth, that is all you hear. Have you noticed this?
This is true. You're
I also
honing
have
a on it.
Electric toothbrush.
Ooh, someone's doing well.
I don't know if... Am I doing well? Electric... It was a present, but I'm surprised how few people do have electric toothbrushes, by the way, because once you've tried, you will not go back.
I see it as something quite fancy to have an electric toothbrush.
It definitely is not fancy. Well, yeah.
I've got your standard, you know, $1.99 from the local shop.
Yeah, I've had to invest in one of them, though, because I have left my electric toothbrush elsewhere. Left it at mum and dad's house, haven't I?
Of course you have.
So now what's the equivalent? I feel like I've lost a child. That's it, honestly. Because as I say, once you've had to go with the electric toothbrush, you can't not, you know, just...
It's like leaving your moon cup behind.
Sorry?
You're not going to like it, so leave it there.
What's a moon cup?
But the listeners that use it, you'll know exactly what I mean. You leave your moon cup at like a different house or something.
What
the hell
is a moon cup?
I'm stuck without my moon cup. And once you've gone moon cup, you can't go back to what you used to do before that. You're not going to like it, so I wouldn't delve. So this is just for the people that know what that means.
Is it something rude?
No, not rude. But by your standards, probably is rude, but it's not rude.
Is it what I think it is?
Yeah.
So, go on.
I think it's what you think it is.
What is it? Go on.
It's to do with menstruation.
What's that?
Menstruation.
What's that?
Menstruation.
Menstruation.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I don't know what that is. And
it's a moon cup, is a bit of medical silicone.
Yes.
And it is, I hate you so much. It's amazing. If you've never used one and you menstruate.
Is it like a shiwi?
I would very much advise it. No, because it goes inside you.
Okay, right, okay.
And it basically, it's instead of using tampons and sanitary towels.
Okay.
And you just fold it up, pop it inside you. And
yep.
It pops out, makes a little suction so nothing yep. comes out. Catch it in there and then you just empty it out whenever you need to.
How come you decided that that was okay to talk about on the radio?
Well, it is. Everyone, you should be more... Why should I not be able to talk about periods?
Okay.
You're going to cut this out, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to cut this out. Because you're right, we should be able to talk about it on the radio. But I
of course
I would,
we can.
No, but I just thought you'd go, oh, that's not for radio.
No, it is for radio. It very much should be for radio.
Maybe we'll do... What do you call it? Menstruation?
Menstruation
we'll
chat.
Do, okay, we'll do menstruation weekly with Lucy.
Stop it, because I'd love that.
Would you?
I did but, my dissertation on menstruation.
No, you...
I did one.
Okay
I did two.
That?
This is amazing. I did two dissertations. One of them was on Pol Pot and Cambodia, and the other was on menstruation.
What?
It's true. I promise. I promise.
They yeah, but who signed this off? Did you not have a tutor?
They loved
that goes,
it. Got first, mate.
How many words did you write on this?
On the anthropology of the taboos of menstruation.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But your point was, why don't they talk about it on radio? Should I ever get a show, which I co-host with a boy who's really ignorant and doesn't know a thing about menstruation, I'm going to start a feature called Menstruation Daily with Luciana Gray. As regularly as we do Sam's film idea, we can do Lucy's menstruation... What would it be? I don't even know. Can you do countdowns? Can we do some kind of chart?
I mean, I don't know if you're comfortable with me talking about periods each week, so maybe we should just leave it at this.
Correct. Thank you for that. Right, coming next. I'll have a go. Rather than Lucy, I'll have a go. And now that's what I call snap/bridge.
Yeah, go fish.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now? Softly laying on the ground. Not a lot of people left around. Thank you.
down. Not a lot of people left around.
Really nice to hear that. Cage Elephant, Shake Me Down. From 2011, I've just looked it up, because that holds such good memories for me.
It was not that long ago.
It was. That reminds me of first doing radio, when when no one was listening. I was literally broadcasting to my mum and maybe the odd person. Because my first radio show was in association with my school. Can you believe that? We used to go to a local radio station down the road, sponsored by my school. I was the voice. I was the chosen person.
What was yours called?
All Sages School.
Okay. Because I had the exact same thing. I did the local radio and one of the sponsors was our school.
There you go.
North Cotswold Community Radio.
The radio station was called Redshift Radio, which was an odd one. It's quite a fancy name.
That's good. No, ours was NCCR.
See, that's what they normally are, aren't they, community stations?
Who was your Lucy, can I ask?
She's a very, very talented young... She was 2 years younger than me.
Right.
She was called Laura.
Yeah.
And she's brilliant. She's not chosen to take radio up, which is odd because she was by far the more talented of the two of us.
Oh, so your previous Lucy was Laura.
Yeah, and who was your
Pete.
Sam?
Pete, who, if you are a long-time listener to the show, you'll know because he's a very successful music producer and songwriter now.
I know, and look how far you've come. Right, now time for this. I'm excited about this because we're going to do it backwards to how we normally do it.
Right.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Have you got the cards?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wait. Hang on, I'll go get some cards.
Okay, right. Oh, I'll explain how this works.
Hang on.
Have you... Well, you can actually use your cards for a change rather than mine. Okay. So what we're going to do next is called Now That's What I Call Bridge / Snap /... We still haven't actually decided on the name, but the way it works... Don't you dare shut that door. I've just seen you break the handle. Don't lock us in. Don't lock us in. Thank you. Right. So how it works, we basically just want to play a record. We want to play a classic track, but from a Now That's What I Call Music album, because of course, they're what defines pop music. If you make it onto a Now That's What I Call Music album, you're going to be there forever. You go down in history. So that's where you find all the best pop music, in mine and Lucy's opinion. We wanted to just play a random one, rather than us going, oh, let's play this week. We wanted to add a bit of jeopardy to it. So, Lucy, I can see she's got some, like, tube-themed,
London Underground-themed cards.
Okay. Have you took the picture cards out?
No.
Okay, so we're going to have to just play a bit of... We're going to have to experiment with this, aren't we, effectively?
It'll be fine, mate.
I wish you'd thought of this before.
It'll be fine.
Okay, so I'm going to take four cards. Right.
Go on, there are... Yeah, how many have you got there? Is that four?
Yes. Right, okay. I'll tell you then over the first...
All right, so... Turn over the first two.
Okay, I've got a 6 and a 9.
And that makes 54.
Correct. So we're going from now that's what I call 54.
54. All right, Samuel. So here you are. Now that's why I call music 54. What year did that come out in? Have a guess.
54. I'm pretty good at this, aren't I?
You're normally on point.
Yeah. I'd go 2004.
Oh, three.
Oh. Okay.
Right, okay, so...
Can I have a flip through the music?
Give us some highlights.
Oh, wow, all the things she said, tattoo, I mean, come on. Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You, Nelly and
yes.
Kelly. Oh.
Okay,
Nelly and Kelly, Dilemma. Make Love, Room 5. Junior Senior, Move Your Feet. Year 3000, Busted.
Okay, is it fair to say that Now 54 is probably the best one we've picked so far?
I'd say so, because that's just disc one.
Right, give us some highlights from disc two.
Daniel Bedingfield. It's not, you've got to get through this, it's If You're Not the One, so it's not great. Do you know what? Disc 2 doesn't live up to disc 1.
Right, come on then. So what's disc 1 and what's disc 2?
I don't know. You remember the rules better than me.
Well, red is disc 1, black is disc 2. We turn over the third card and if it's a red one, we've lucked out, it's disc 1.
Okay, right, I'll turn over this card. Yeah, bad luck, it's a black card.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay, so DJ Sammy, Scooter,
oh,
Punjabi MC,
oh my god,
Sugar Babes, Beanie Man. Okay, look, literally, I have no idea what we're going to play from this.
Right, are we just going to roll with it?
Okay, yeah, we're going to roll with it, of course we are.
Okay,
right.
So then the rules for the last card, if you get a heart, that is solo female artist.
Correct.
If you get a diamond, that is solo male artist.
Correct.
If you get a club, that's a duo or a feat, or is it a band?
A club, that is a duo or a feat.
Club is duo or a feat, and then spades is a band.
Correct.
Okay, so last card, turn it over, Samuel. What is it?
It's a club.
So a duo or a featuring.
Okay.
Is there one on disc two of Now That's What I Call 54?
There's a few.
Give me a selection.
Lulu and Ronan Keating. We've Got It Tonight.
Oh my God.
Flash, Queen and DJ Vanguard. Is that something to do with Flash? Counting Crows featuring Vanessa Carlton, Big Yellow Taxi. Never even heard that track before. Do you know it?
I don't know the track, but I really like Counting Crows.
The Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? Fatboy Slim remix. That's kind of a...
Oh, maybe. Go with that, I guess.
But the one I think I'm going to go for...
Oh?
Because I have come to a decision. We really are running out of time. Not long of the show to go. So I'm going to get straight to it. Is this all right with you?
Shoot, mate. I trust you.
Justin Timberlake, Nelly... That's called Work It. Me and Lucy back next week.
Come on, come on, come on.
She still talking loud. I heard her better now. She keep a thumbprint. And any